Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezeirah Shimshon. Our shir is dedicated for Refuah Shelema for Malka Frida Bas Rachel, Tinuk Ben Ruchama Brandel, Elishava Esther Bas Shifra Nechama, Sarah Bas Bina, Tinuk Ben Shiri Hudis, any of the members of the IDF, Tzva Hagana Yisrael, that might be in need of a Refuah Shelema Min HaShemayim, and any of the hostages, may they all be released immediately, and may Hashem bring them back safe and sound. Also, Besuros Tavos for Sarah Eidl Bas Elisheva Miriam. The Zera Shimshon notes that a korban only achieved kapara for averus that are done bishogeg, unintentionally. How does it help if a person still has averus that he committed b'mezid, intentionally? Chazal tell us that when Bnei Yisrael sinned, the Beis HaMikdash was taken away so that they should have a kapara. The question is, how could we have a kapara when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore? The main kapara is when Bnei Yisrael have the Beis HaMikdash and we're able to bring korbanos. We would think that if Hashem wanted Bnei Yisrael to have the kapara, then the Beis HaMikdash should have been left in place. Rabbeinu explains that a person who sinned b'shogeg has created a distance between himself and Hashem. When one brings a korban, which is a lashon of kiruv, of closeness, that person merits to come close to Hashem again. A person who sinned b'shogeg didn't create a blemish on his neshama, but one who did averus chamuros, more serious sins, and intentionally, cannot come close to Hashem until he rectifies the blemish on his neshama. For such sins, a korban won't help. Chazal teach us that the Yetzirah doesn't begin its work by getting an individual to do averus chamuros. The Yetzirah starts out with a very simple and small avera. Only afterwards does he continue to drag the individual from avera to avera until he gets the individual to transgress a major avera. That's why Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael the Beis HaMikdash and the Korbanos. When the Yetzer causes a person to sin b'shogeg unintentionally, he immediately can achieve kapara before it becomes something bigger that he will sin b'mezid. If the person will get kapara for the shogeg, he certainly will not be led to averus chamuros. One time, the Yid HaKadosh was walking together with Rav Simcha Bono Pezhisk. They encountered a farmer who was screaming for help. His huge wagon had turned over and all of the schayra, all of his merchandise, fell on the ground. They explained to him that it's beyond their koiches to help him. He started to yell, "You really could, but you don't want to." At that point, the Yid HaKadosh turned to his Talmud Rav Simcha Bonim and he said the following, "Do you hear? Do you hear what that farmer is saying to us? Really, we could, but we don't want to. Therefore, we say that we can't." In life, and especially dealing with the Yetzirah, we should always remember we can. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir in the Zera Shimshon. I wish everybody may umka deliba, besuros tavos, yeshuos, v'nechamos.